get ready to laugh your ass off.
The shame God made me a man.
I don't think God's doing a lot of bragging about it either.
What's happening, Captain?
We gotta come into that ending a little better.
That's like hitting a brick wall.
I know.
Hello, you are listening to Lesbian Lounge, courtesy of My Lesbian Radio. It's Denise, with you for a little bit. We're going to knock one out for the weekend. Return of the Lezzy. Must be Wednesday if you're listening to me. Some smooth tunes to get going. So how's everybody's week? It was a pretty decent week here. Did a little shopping this weekend. Haven't been to the mall in a long time. But my wife needed boots, so we hit the Centrale Center in Croydon, which is always fun. Because the malls here are a little bit different than what I'm... That's for my cat. Has to have the wrapper of my Cheetos. The malls here are a little bit different. Part of it is indoor, part of it is outdoor. Across the way, there's another mall. It's all a lot of walking, a lot of like, is it in this part or is it in that part kind of stuff. But we had a good time. So my wife needed a pair of boots. And we went shopping and then we had sushi. And gelato, and that right there is enough for me to say it was a great afternoon. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. And then we also this weekend had to go to it's like the poor man's Costco. It's called Macro. It's a little bit smaller, a little more focused, but it's the same concept, you know, bulk store kind of stuff, but. They're like I've been saying for weeks and months now that they're at a pretty critical point at work and they're going to be pulling an all-nighter, a 24-hour kind of thing over this coming up weekend. So there's a team of 40 of them. And so my wife's so good. Gemma is so good. She made little gift baskets for everybody, little gift bags, and they had candy, they had Starburst, they had some kind of chocolate candies, Red Bull, coffee packets, an actual mug, some kind of cookie biscuit things, Smarties, all kinds of stuff to keep the sugar levels high and keep everybody focused and awake. So that was fun. Like, well, that's the best kind of shopping there is, man. When you're looking for candies and chocolates and stuff like that, that was right up my alley. So that was pretty cool. And then other than that, we made a lovely roast dinner on Saturday night. Kind of unexpected. I got some roast beef and had mashed potatoes, and we made a nice little dinner before watching The Voice UK. Which right now is at the quarterfinals. If you hear noise right now, it's my cat playing with a wrapper. I apologize. It's just what he does. Nothing we can do about it. Just roll with it. So I don't know. There's not that much going on, but I'll tell you, I love like when I can actually sit down and say, all right, this was the best thing I saw on the internet this week. And I'm gonna play it for you right now, because I don't know if you guys saw this, but Kelly Clarkson blew the walls down with a rendition of Tracy Chapman's "Give Me One Reason," and it was like berserk. It was so viral. It was like everywhere on the internet. But I couldn't get enough of it. I was so impressed. So I made a little clip, and I want you guys to hear it. Just on the off chance that you didn't, it's good. It's good stuff.
Turn right back around.
leave you lonely, but you gotta make me change my mind. Baby, I got your number. Oh, and I know that you got mine. Yeah. Oh, you know I called you. Oh, I called too many times. You can't call me, baby. You can't call me anytime, but you got to call me. Give me one reason to stay. Oh, make me change my mind. Give me one reason to stay. Oh, when I turn right back around.
Good stuff from Kelly Clarkson. I mean, who in their right mind would think that that would be a good match? That girl got soul. But yeah, that was like my favorite thing I saw this week. There wasn't that much like new stuff. Like I it feels like this is going to be a bit of a flimsy show. I can't help it. Can't help what goes on and what doesn't go on. But I did see today a lot of announcements with Ryan Murphy shows. Just announced Chloe Sevigny will be on American Horror Story Season 5, The Hotel. The one that Lady Gaga will be in, and Matt Bomer, and all the good-looking gay people. You know, I've never been a huge Chloe fan. Forgive me. It's like almost saying I don't listen to Melissa Etheridge. I don't particularly care for her. And then I think she kind of made it worse for me when she just recently dissed Jennifer Lawrence and then walked away like nothing happened. You don't diss Jennifer Lawrence. You don't piss on the J-Law and then act like nothing happened. I mean, first of all, there's nothing bad to say about Jennifer Lawrence. So I feel like she was just digging it up to get her name in a headline. Because there's nothing really going on with her. And now she'll be, you know, back in the headlines because of AHS. But the thing of it is like, I think she's moody and brooding. I don't think that she's attractive in any way. Yeah, she can act. And big deal, she was in If These Walls Could Talk too. But I just don't care for her. I don't care for any of the things. I don't go, you know, crazy every time I see her. You know, she's along the lines of Clea DuVall. I mean, I like Clea because she stays quiet. But, you know, I mean, what can I say? I just think Chloe lost me by opening her big mouth about Jennifer Lawrence. And once you say it, you can't take it back. And that's just my thoughts on it. You know, there's been so much talk about these Ryan Murphy programs that are coming up. The one, like, the American Crime Story that's going to be about OJ has had the most interesting casting. I read somewhere that David Schwimmer, you know, Ross from Friends, who hasn't really done anything since, but I think he's been cast to play Kardashian, the lawyer, in the Simpson trial. And then you got Connie Britton from Nashville, just announced playing Faye Resnick. I mean, I tell you, Ryan Murphy gets like amazing people. He casts amazing people, and he's pretty innovative. We'll talk more about it because I got some Glee news coming up. But yeah, I think that's gonna be. Hopefully they'll air that over here in the UK. I would really like to watch that. I'm not a big fan of American Horror Story, but I think this crime story thing is going to be pretty interesting. And I think it's time, right? I mean, it's not too soon. I think it's okay. We can talk about the trial. I'm pretty interested to see how this will go. I do like him as a person. I think he's pretty cool. He's a little I think he's a risk taker, and I think that's the thing that I like. That's the thing I like the most about him. He's a risk taker, and it always seems to pay off for him. So that's pretty cool. So James Corden kicked off the Late Late Show, replacing Craig Ferguson, And he kicked off in a big way with Tom Hanks doing a skit where they played out 3 seconds of every major movie that Hanks has been in. And I believe you're off to a rockin' start, my good man. Mr. Corden, we miss you over here. Well, I do. I don't know if they have that many fans left in the UK. But I hope that the Americans enjoy you as much as I do. I just love that chubby little fucker. I think he's funny. I think he is not afraid to be goofy and silly. And yet I think he's extremely talented. The guy can, he can sing, he can dance, he can act. He can write. He was responsible for Gavin and Stacey over here, which is huge. Never a channel that's not airing an episode of it. So, I hope that he is, planning on doing the same for you guys over there. I really think you got to give him a chance, but I hope that you like him as much as I do. So Gay Geeks, I just read, like, this very second, I just read that the X-Files are coming back with David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson, both committed to the order. That's right, Fox has officially ordered a 6-episode continuation of its phenomenally successful supernatural drama to shoot this summer and presumably air at some point next season. An official air date is yet to be announced, but I know that makes a lot of people happy. A lot of people happy. I didn't watch the X-Files when it was on, but I'm a huge Duchovny fan because of Californication. And I'm kind of getting back into Californication, and I'm not ashamed to say it, but we have the Amazon Fire. We've got the box. And I've been catching up on a couple of seasons, and I'm super excited because I missed the last 2 seasons, I think. So I'm really going to get back into it and then watch it right through to the end. And I don't know, you just can't ever have enough Hank Moody. I just think that was one of the best shows on TV. It was really just unapologetic and in-your-face funny stuff. And it was perfectly cast all the time. So I'm excited to see David back, and I'm sure watching a little bit of Gillian Anderson can do no harm. So that's pretty cool. In other good news, it was just announced this week, I think, that the Foxy Merkins is now available on Netflix. And if you don't know about this film, you must. It stars Jackie Monahan and Lisa Haas, who was also in the Lesbian, Alien, Seeks, something, whatever that movie was. Those two are in this. And it really did the festival circuits and did really, really well. Jackie Monahan is just so funny in anything she does. If you can catch her doing a stand-up, I'll tell you this much, your life will never be the same. She is the perfect kind of funny. I think Donna and I saw her at a comedy event during Women Fest 1 year, and we quoted stuff from that stand-up thing for years after. I mean, she's really, really fun to watch. And then also announced Queen Latifah will star in Bessie on HBO, about bisexual jazz singer Bessie Smith, which is set to air on May 16th. I gotta hand it to HBO, man. They're getting brave too. It's like Behind the Candelabra and now this. I think that their movies always seem to get recognized. They're just quality stuff. I'm really super, super psyched about that. I miss Queen Latifah. I know that her show did not get picked up again in the States, which makes me miss Bridget McManus, who was her sidekick on that. And Bridget, again, so funny, but you can catch Bridget still with Brunch with Bridget on telofilms.com. Bridget in bed in jammies with her guests, having these great little 15-minute chats. Always good. Of course, I was partial to the one with Marnie Alton. Bridget is just, she's just another one to watch. I feel like we have not yet seen the best of Bridget, and it is all yet to come, and it's super exciting. I mean, I follow her on Facebook, follow her on Twitter to keep up with everything that she's doing, and she's a fantastic artist as well. I actually have a Bridget McManus original right now in my living room. Her paintings are stellar, and I know she's been doing some gallery shows, so that's super cool. Do you remember this song? I loved this song when it came out. Being a little nostalgic. One Hit Wonders were always my thing. This was by Len, Steal My Sunshine. Good stuff, man. A little nostalgic there, I guess. Yeah, I guess so. But currently, I got a new favorite song, and this is called King by Years and Years. I'm gonna play it for you right now. I don't even know where I first heard it, but I can't get enough of it. So I have been playing it for quite some time over the last couple of days, driving everybody crazy. But here it is. This is Years and Years, and the song is called King. Love it. I just love it. That was Years and Years, and the song is called King. And I am wearing it out. I am wearing it out. Another one of my favorites right here, One Republic and Good Life. So let's talk about the big elephant on TV that no one's really no one's being quite honest about, I think. One Big Happy, the Liz Feldman, Ellen DeGeneres TV sitcom, aired last week with dismal reviews by SheWired and a couple other lesbian blogs. Surprising, yet not. The premise sounded funny, but achingly still not the stuff that we're looking for, I guess. And I think the hard part is because it's Ellen, we want to like it. We want it to be successful because everything she touches kind of turns to gold. So I think we're behind it and we're willing to give it a chance. But from what I gather in these blogs is that it kind of fell flat. Some of the jokes and the canned laughter was not what people were looking for. Everybody did agree that the cast is pretty, and that's a good thing. I think my thought was that maybe it was going to be a little too in your face, and not so feel good right away. So I think, sometimes baby steps is better. I don't know. We got to give it a chance though. I mean, it's only been on what, once. So, we got to give it a little bit of a shot. I think maybe keep an open mind for the first couple of episodes. Really, I mean, what can you say? I'm sorry, I just love this song. Madonna spoke up about the Dolce & Gabbana boycott, surprisingly siding with her longtime rival Elton John. I think they put their feud to rest a while ago, but interesting enough, she did side with, and not really, it shouldn't be a surprise because look what her family consists of. So she did agree that the traditional family is what you make of it, whether it be IVF, adoption, or acceptance. And quite the opposite was Zoe Saldana was quoted as taking the opposing view and stated that she has a very chill approach to people and their opinions, as well as hate. And she apparently doesn't hate anything. She's not going to boycott it. And she thinks that people have a right to their opinions. And I agree to some extent. I just think that when you have, when you're in the public spotlight, that you need to pick and choose your words carefully. You know, one of the things I think I said last week was that not only did they offend a huge part of their client base and their customers, but I keep thinking about their friends. I mean, doesn't a statement like that affect your friends? I mean, these people have friends in high places. They've probably got friends that they've come up with. And I mean, I can't imagine that they didn't affect a couple of important friendships with a statement like that. And I really, really, I'm not a big advocate of hating anything, but I do think that if they're feeling the effects of it, then hopefully it's making them understand that they need to pick and choose their words a bit more carefully. What else is going on? Oh, Adam Lambert, I just read, is releasing a new song called Ghost Town, and that comes out April 21st. I'm looking forward to that because, man, I tell you what, he's looking good. He's big and buff, and he's been rocking it out with Queen. That was one of the best. Over here on New Year's, they put on these concerts that go just before the fireworks and afterwards, and he headlined with Queen, and it was one of the best things I have seen on UK television. He was spectacular, as was the whole group. It was so cool to see him rocking out because he can hit those Freddie Mercury notes, and he's fun. He's fun to watch on. He's super fun to watch on TV and in concert. So I'm looking forward to that. I think the last thing that I've heard that from Adam, geez, long time ago. Something called No Boundaries, and this is a little bit of that. Seconds, hours, so many days. You know what you want, but how long can you wait? Every moment lasts forever. When you feel you've lost your way. Chances were already gone. I started believing that I could be wrong, but you gave me one good reason to fight and never walk away. So Oh, man. Makes you miss him a little bit, right? Makes you miss the Adam Lambert. I follow him on Instagram. Like I said, he's looking fantastic. I follow a lot of the little queers, the gay boys on Instagram. I follow Michael Sam. Is everybody watching him on Dancing with the Stars? With he's partnered with Petra Murgatroyd. Vote for Michael Sam. He and Vito, his boyfriend, are so cute on Instagram. Sometimes I can't even stand how cute they are. I love it. So, yeah, I do. I follow the gay boys a little bit, and I'm not ashamed of it. It's good stuff right there. Oh, man. It was a big weekend in L.A. In case you didn't know, it was the 26th annual GLAAD Media Awards. Kerry Washington made a stirring speech stating, we need more LGBT representation in the media. We need more LGBT characters and more LGBT storytelling. We need more diverse LGBT representation. And by that, I mean a lot of different kinds of LGBT people living all different kinds of lives. And this is big. We need more employment of LGBT people in front and behind of the camera. That was a big statement from a big star, and that's pretty impressive. It was a big night. It was a big night. Some of the honorees, The Normal Heart and Transparent, were recognized. A lot of famous faces were there. I did see, I think it was Trish Bendix on the red carpet trying to get a word with Ellen DeGeneres, saying, we're from After Ellen, and she got a thumbs up and a wave, but Ellen and Portia zipped right by. So Ellen was there. She presented the Vanguard Award to Kerry Washington. Channing Tatum presented the Stephen F. Kolzak Award to director Roland Emmerich. And the night was hosted by Tig Notaro. Guests included Zoe Saldana from Guardians of the Galaxy, Patricia Arquette from CSI Cyber, TV producer Shonda Rhimes, Viola Davis, Jack Fahey, Matt McGorry, Peter Norwalk, all from How to Get Away with Murder. Portia de Rossi, of course, was there from Scandal. Graham Moore from The Imitation Game. Polly Parrott from NCIS. Jill Soloway, Amy Landecker, Jade Duplass, Alexandra Billings from Transparent. Samira Wiley was there from Orange is the New Black. Andrew Ranellis from Girls. Murray Bartlett and Daniel Franzese is his name from Looking. He makes some funny videos too, that guy. He's really talented. Ron Perlman from Stonewall, Peter Page and Bradley Bredeweg from The Fosters, Yara Martinez from Jane the Virgin, Alex Newell from Glee, Greg Sulkin, Rita Bolk, Michael J. Willett, and Carter Covington from Faking It, Barrett Foa from NCIS Los Angeles, Wilson Cruz from the Red Band Society, Brad Goreski was there, Gary Jannetty, Guy Wilson, Freddie Smith, and Christopher Sean of Days of Our Lives. Big night, a lot of stars. From what I understand from my Facebook feed, I do believe our very own Scottish crooner Horse and her lovely bride Alana were in town and at the function too. So good for them. That was probably huge. I hope they got to rub some celebrity elbows and come back with great stories. Super excited about that. It's so funny, I'm playing a Sheila E. song because a friend of mine lives out in Lake Arrowhead and said that Sheila E. just opened a club in Lake Arrowhead, so good for her. Good to know she's still in the biz. Remember this stuff? Never gets old. Ha ha! But, you know, here's the thing. Speaking of the GLAAD Awards, this was always one of my favorite songs. Not even when I came out, but all the time. Because, like, when you're gay, you have to know this song. It's almost like an initiation into the gay culture. So I just need to play it because I need to hear it because we were talking about GLAAD and all these famous queers that were all at the big event. So so here, my friends, is Free by Alternate. Thank you. Doesn't that bring you right back to like the good old queer folk days? Dance floor glitter. I know it still goes on. Unfortunately, I'm just not a part of that subculture because I am an old married lesbian. But to be honest, I will never forget it. And bear with my nostalgia because I've got a couple of songs here that will do it for you. If you are like me and you missed that time, just turn your volume up for just a second, and I'm going to bring it all back to you with these two songs. Deborah Cox, Nobody's Supposed to Be Here. Such a great song, but man, I'll tell you what, when they remixed it, you got this.
Don't
Oh my God. Seriously? Makes you want to do a line of blow. Do a Red Bull and vodka. Honestly, such good stuff, man. Such good stuff back then. You know, I mentioned Dancing with the Stars, and I don't even know how I overlooked the fact that Patti LaBelle, another one that can sing and dance her ass off, along with Michael Sam. But Patti LaBelle, one of my favorites, one of my favorite songs ever by Patti LaBelle. Not really that well known, but it was, I think it was on the Beverly Hills Cop soundtrack. And this is Stir It Up, and it's another one that takes me right back to the good old days. Good stuff right there. Such good stuff right there. Woo! Holy moly. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The voice on that woman. Oh, man. You know, so just in, it seems as though HBO has canceled Looking. And that's a little bit of a shock. I thought that was doing really well. So, wow. What? That kind of sucks. That totally sucks. The guys were just all at the GLAAD Awards I just mentioned. And then HBO turns around and cancels it. That totally stinks. I think they're going to try and do a movie wrap-up. So hopefully they'll get a chance to wrap up, because I think the season just ended. So it just doesn't look like it's going to be back for a season 3. Balls, man. Balls. Also, I don't know if you can hear If you just lean in a little bit closer, can you hear that? Can you hear that? No. That's the what I'm hearing is the sound of 12-year-old girls throwing themselves off of the Tower Bridge in London because it's just been announced that Zayn Malik has left One Direction. I know. Let's just hold our shit together. We'll get through this. The other four are going to carry on. Harry's going to be okay. And that's all that really matters. That's all that really matters. Oh man, I feel terrible. You're insecure, don't know what for. Sound heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that suck it. They're gonna be fine. It's breaking the internet as we speak. It is breaking Twitter. It's breaking the internet. I don't even know what to do about it. I'm looking at my Twitter feed right now, and it's on Jezebel, Gossip Cop, E, Pop Wrapped, Entertainment Weekly, you name it. Even I don't even know what to say. Just read a tweet that said that that One Big Happy has fallen 25 points just this week alone. So talk about, you know, we were saying the elephant in the room. I guess hopefully it'll pick up a little bit. I don't know. I said that we got to give it a chance, but I think we got to give it a chance quick and hard. So, eek. Whoa. Anyways, let's talk about some funny stuff, shall we? Good. Okay, here we go. I don't know if you've seen this. I just caught this today. This is, well, it's been Madonna week on Ellen, and I've been chock full of clips because I don't get to watch the Ellen show. But because, thankfully, social media has pretty much every minute of the show has been made into some kind of video, I was able to catch the bathroom concert series with Madonna and Ellen singing a little bit of Dress You Up in the bathroom, which was absolutely hilarious, but very cute, too. So here's a little piece of that in case you missed it. All your suits are custom made in London. That's not true. Fellas, I've got something that you really like. I'm gonna dress you up in my love. All over, all over. Gonna dress you up in my love, in my love. All over your body. Oh my God, it was so funny. Oh, honestly. That was such good stuff right there, man. I cracked up. So funny. What a good sport Madonna's been. I think I mentioned this last week. She was fantastic on Howard Stern and just making the rounds with the new Rebel Heart video, I guess, doing the promo for it. It's a really, really fantastic album. I am absolutely loving. I'm loving it. I didn't think I would. I was skeptical. I was so worried after the Brits that I wasn't sure what to expect. But I think, talk about a recovery. I think she has recovered 100% and then some. And she's just been absolutely personable. And I'm re-loving falling in love with Madonna again. So this has been fantastic. You know, I have to say, I was talking about this probably maybe about a month ago when Christina Aguilera was on Jimmy Fallon and did that spot on Britney Spears impression when they were playing the musical something or other. I don't even know what it was, but she did a spot on Britney Spears. But then there was a clip, I forget what talk show she was on, where they played a clip of her doing her Samantha from Sex and the City. I think it was Seth Meyers, because she did it. She did a whole skit on Saturday Night Live a long time ago, doing the Sex and the City thing. But she nailed Kim Cattrall. Like, she is my new favorite celebrity impersonator. But I got to tell you, creeping up behind in second place is Ariana Grande. And I don't even like her. I don't like her name because it reminds me of a large Starbucks drink. I don't like her attitude. There's nothing that I really like about her. But man, she was on Fallon and did a spot on Celine Dion. And here's a little taste of that.
So with Celine Dion, she does Beauty and the Beast. Can you do that?
Oh, sure. Okay. I don't know the words.
You don't need to know the words.
Okay.
Right? Let's just make up the words. Thank you.
Yeah.
Certain as the sun.
Certain as the sun of every will.
Rising in the east.
Work. Wow. I'm sorry. That got me.
I got mad at that.
I didn't know you had that in there.
East.
That was great. Little sweet and strange, finding you can change.
Oh my God. Oh man. I think the best part of that was not only did she nail the singing, but the voice and the moves. It was just fantastic. I just think it's awesome that he gets celebrities to bust on other celebrities. I just think it's amazing what he gets people to do. And I certainly hope that that James Corden follows in that tradition with the Late Late Show. I've been a little nostalgic and you know, playing all these old songs, especially these old songs that bring you back to your, like, your Mighty Gay days in your prime. But I have to tell you, there's a new song out right now that has got me kind of like bopping in my chair. And I I can't even remember where I first heard it, but the minute I downloaded it, I know that I have been driving everybody crazy with it. And this is... It's by a group called Walk the Moon, and it's called Shut Up and Dance, and this is it. I hope you get the joy that I get out of this song.
To the face and fame, oh, we are together.
Just love it. I just absolutely love that song. It's called Shut Up and Dance by Walk the Moon. And I think the album is called Talking is Hard. good stuff, man. Super, super good stuff. Just absolutely love it. I did mention before that I wanted to talk a little bit about Glee. Whether you love Glee or you hate it, it's coming to an end, and there's just absolutely no denying that it was quite a mark on LGBT television. There wasn't a time when, you know, like I said, if you weren't a fan of it, that you had to respect what it did for us gayfers. You know, it really put us on the map, I think, as far as the struggles, you know, that we encounter, the bullying, you know, some of it's tragic times, I think, during it. But for the most part, and there's a fantastic, fantastic article on SheWired right now called 9 Times Glee Was the Best LGBT TV. And I think that's the way we should remember it. I know it's going to suck not having it. And I know that everybody has their favorite Glee song or mashup, and I would like to close out today's show on my favorite. It was an Adele mashup of Rumor Has It and Someone Like You. Thanks so much for hanging in there and listening. Hope to talk to you next week, and have a fantastic week. And like I said, we're going out on my favorite Glee mashup of all times right now, Rumor Has It and Someone Like You. See you later, bye-bye!
She ain't real. She ain't gonna be able to love you like I will. She is a stranger. You and I have history, don't you remember? Sure, she's got it on. But baby, is that really what you want? Bless your soul, you got your head in the clouds. You made a fool out of you, and but you're bringing you down. She made your heart melt, but you're cold to the core. Now rumor has it she ain't got your love anymore. You found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. Rumor has it. Don't go and get me. I bet I remember.
Sometimes it hurts instead.
Sometimes it lasts
in love, but sometimes it hurts instead.